The tragedy is that most churches are unprepared to respond to the graying of America. We've put much emphasis on youth programs, but the time is upon us when we must put emphasis on ministry to the older people of our churches and communities. Have you noticed that some things stick in your memory even when you make no particular effort to retain them? I will never forget, I suppose, an experience I had years ago as a young pastor who reached beyond his boundaries, for I had delivered what I thought was a meaningful sermon on how to grow old gracefully. The gist of the sermon had been picked up in my reading, and the principles that were set forth were valid. But the problem was, I was about 30 years of age at that time. Now, when the service had ended and the people were departing, an elderly lady said to me, "That was a lovely sermon, Pastor, but I wish I'd had as little experience with it as you have." Well, in the years since that time, I've had a great deal more experience in growing older. And the truth is, each of us will have increasing opportunity to grow old gracefully as the years pass. But that's a serious issue for us to face as a society and as Christians who would minister to people in their areas of need. For the average age of our society in America is increasing year by year. It is so evident that we speak of an age wave which is moving across our land. Experts tell us the graying of America will have as great an impact on society as did the dawn of the Industrial Revolution or the invention of the microchip. Many are concerned about the condition when the number of people on retirement who are expecting to draw Social Security payments from the payments that they made through their working years will outnumber the workers in business and industry. It's a serious subject which must be addressed. Now, the number of people in the United States who are age 65 or older is now larger than the entire population of Canada. And the number of senior citizens is increasing 3 times more rapidly than the growth in the population. 2/3 of the people who have ever lived to the age 65 in all of human history are alive today. There's a tragic fact associated with those statistics. It's not that it's tragic to grow older. The tragedy is that most churches are unprepared to respond to the graying of America. We've put much emphasis on youth programs, but the time is upon us when we must put emphasis on ministry to the older people of our churches and communities. What is your church doing to minister to the senior saints in her membership and to the senior citizens, that is, the non-Christians, in her community? We serve God by serving people in the name of God, and every age group must receive our ministry, whether younger or older. To neglect a single one is to fail to serve God in that area. It has been suggested there are 3 groups in the senior citizen population. First, there are the go-go's, who have sufficient strength and money to move about freely. Retirement sees them out in the community and sometimes ministering to the needs of other people. Second, there are the slow-go's. These are people who can still get around but are somewhat limited in their activities. They can attend church at least a part of the time and generally will maintain their own residences. Then third, there are the no-go's, who are confined to home and are to bed. They often cannot live in their own homes. They live with the family or in a rest home. Now, how effective is the ministry of the churches to those 3 groups of seniors? They must be included for the ministry to be complete. Aging is a process, but being old is a state of mind. Older age is viewed by many as being an unfortunate and unhappy period of life, a time when one can be productive no longer and just waits for death. But not so. It is a time of golden opportunity. Free from the responsibilities of secular labor, the senior Christian has a unique opportunity to serve the Lord. At the same time, let us admit that there are problems of the aged. Many older people have physical problems which are not common in the younger years of life. There's the problem of declining strength. The Bible says the glory of young men is their strength. And the psalmist prayed, "Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone." Most people are not as strong at the age 50 as they were at the age 30. That's a fact of life. Some suffer failure of eyesight in later years. You read in the Bible the poor eyesight of aged Isaac and Jacob and Eli. King David had a problem of staying warm in his old age. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 7 describes the dimming of the sight, the loss of teeth, the weakness of the limbs, the loss of hearing, inability to sleep, fear of heights, the graying of the hair, and finally, death as it comes to the aged. Those physical problems are common as the years add up. They do not make life a burden to be born because we can do no better, for life can still be productive in spite of those physical problems. But the elderly have social problems also. They may suffer the loss of their marriage partner in death. Their children may move out of the home and establish their own families, often far away from their parents. Many dear friends are lost by death or relocation. In some instances, the family home must be closed, and the aged person moved to the home of a relative or to a rest home. There are heart-wrenching experiences for the aged involved in those changes. What are the churches doing to help? They must help, for that is a part of their service for the Lord. Now, the elderly have spiritual problems also. Some will retire from an office in the church where they have served for years. Recently, a lady retired from our church faculty after having taught children in Sunday school for over 40 years. Now, that could make a person feel useless to the church. Church ministry has changed through the years in an effort to reach the younger generation. The special programs for the baby boomer generation and now for the baby buster generation, which follows the boomers, have brought changes in church staff, in style of worship, in budget investments, and it may leave the older people feeling neglected. But spiritual growth must continue to be a major concern for the older Christian, even if he cannot continue to attend church. The need for relief from guilt and grief over failures in early life. The need for relief from loneliness. The need to be certain that life is safe. The need to continue to feel loved and wanted and needed in the church. Each one needs to feel satisfaction in his or her status as a person, and they need to feel that they can continue to be useful in the work of the kingdom of God. The Bible challenges elderly men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-control, sound in Bible truth, exercising love, and enduring all affairs without complaint. The older women are to be reverent in their spirit, helpful in their speech, and disciplined in their lifestyle. They are to influence the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be pure in self-control, to center their lives and their homes, and to live to honor God. Yes, the aged have a blessed ministry. Father, we thank you for life, and we thank you for your constant presence and provision for us from infancy into our senior years. Thanks for your faithfulness. We pray for those who by age are near the gates of heaven, and we would minister to them as a ministry to you. In Jesus' name, amen.